And now, the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friends. We shall descend to the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of the Idol of Fram Frost.
Fram Krach, the huge golden idol surrounded with a council of 12. Fram Krach, to whom human sacrifice was made. Fram Krach, a name stretching back into the misty and half-forgotten years of the past, back to the time of the Druids, Caesar, and the Roman invasion of England, back in time where history becomes vague and guesses. Yet through those years, from the mists of ancient remembrance to the modern world of today, there echoes the name of
Fram Krach.
I'd gone up with Matt and Susan Stevens to the hunting and fishing lodge they had in the Appalachians. It was the end of April, and we went to straighten up the lodge, lay in a supply of provisions for the coming spring and summer. The second night we were there, one of those sudden spring storms.
Glad we're inside. We'll be caught out there in that storm.
More coffee, Mom?
Oh, I've had 4 cups already. When you get married, you'll be a lucky man, Jack. There isn't every woman that can brew coffee the way my sister can.
I realize that.
What about you, Jack? Any more coffee?
No. But I heard something.
Like what?
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, it must have been the wind.
It won't be long before the fishing season opens.
Yeah,
I can hardly wait to get up here with my rod and reel.
We laid in a fairly large supply of food. The only things we'll need to pick up are eggs and bread and...
Listen. Yeah, I heard it too.
Someone's calling for help. Come on.
We'll slip our slickers on.
Yeah.
You better keep the coffee hot, Sue. We may be bringing someone back with us.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Right.
Oh, it's a rotten night. I wonder who that is out there.
Well, someone who got lost.
We'd better call to him. Maybe he can hear us. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello out there. Where are you? Let's try it together.
All right.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Listen.
I can't tell a thing with this storm. Where are you? By the lake. Could ask which one, but I'm afraid he wouldn't understand. Let's try our lake.
Right.
We're coming for you. I don't mind looking for someone who's lost. If they just wouldn't get themselves lost on a rainy night.
I hope he's just lost.
What do you mean?
But I hope it's nothing more than that.
Oh, it won't be. So try calling him again.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Must be right up ahead.
Pretty close.
Hey, look down there. Someone lying on the ground. Oh, when the lightning flashes.
Come on.
Yeah. Watch your step. Don't worry. There he is. Are you all right? What's the matter with him? How doesn't he answer?
Can't. I just felt his pulse. He's dead. We decided to carry him back to the cabin.
It's pretty heavy and pouring rain made it extremely difficult to keep our footing as we struggled up against the storm. He actually hadn't been farther away than 1,000 feet, but it took us almost 30 minutes to get him back up the slope to the lodge.
Open up, Snoop!
Oh, you found him.
Yeah, that's right. We'd better set him down on the cot in my room.
Right.
Well, what's the matter with him?
All right. Set him down.
Okay.
Did he pass out?
No.
Well, then...
He's dead.
What are you going to do with him?
Just a minute. Look at the clothes he's wearing.
Oh, I don't see. Looks like he was going to a costume ball. It looks like he came over on the Mayflower. The clothes he's wearing went out of style hundreds of years ago.
But what would a man be doing out in a storm in clothes like those?
I don't know.
Oh, look at that.
He had something in his hand. Looks like a little statue of some kind. Look at
It's hollow. There's a piece of paper inside. Wait a minute, let's see what it says.
What does it say, Jack?
It's a map of some kind.
There's a line drawn on it. It's right here.
Look, that little irregular circle down there, that looks like Mirror Lake, where we found it.
It's not called Mirror Lake in this map. It says Old Beltane. It's written in Old English.
Old English?
That's right. Ever read the Canterbury Tales? Notice the spelling on this map. It's the same.
Well, you're right.
Trail on the map and must have been following it. If that's Mirror Lake, then he came over the mountains right here.
Yeah, but there's no path through the mountains at that point.
And this map says there is. He was following it. You know, we better follow the trail on the map. We should see, let them know what happened. They can come back and get him.
It doesn't seem to be too far.
I don't think it is. What about it?
I guess we might as well.
Soon?
I guess so.
We'll leave him here, and we can bring them back, and they can take him back with them.
What was that?
I don't know.
Hey, something's opened the door.
What's the matter?
Oh, look. Out there by the tree. That old woman. Clothed all in black.
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to The Hall of Fantasy. We'll continue in just a moment.
The Areva Rainbow Showroom presents the hilarious comedy of Pat Cooper on Friday, September 13th. Truly one of the finest comedians of our time. You're guaranteed to laugh from the beginning of this show to the end. Pasquale Caputo, known as Pat Cooper, was a favorite opening act for Frank Sinatra in Las Vegas and concert halls all across the country. Now he performs regularly in Atlantic City and Las Vegas to sold-out audiences as well as major theaters. In the past year, Pat has appeared on top television shows, including Seinfeld, Letterman, Regis and Kathy Lee, Howard Stern, and many more. Pat Cooper's long-awaited return to Areva will bring people from everywhere to see it, so don't miss this show. Enjoy all the great dinner shows coming to Areva. L'Oreal, Pat Cooper, Sam Butera, the Stan Kenton Tribute, Dick Contino, the Gaylords, and Soupy Sales, too. Seating is limited. Call Areva at 810-573-8100 for reservations. Areva, located on 12 Mile Road west of Van Dyke. When you open a window, it should stay open. And when your windows are closed, you shouldn't feel a draft. If your windows leak, stick, or just look bad, it's time to replace them. Time to call Century 21 Home Improvements at 1-800-633-2222. Call now and save 10%, up to $750 on premium custom fit windows. That's Century 21 Home Improvements, America's most experienced home improvements business. For replacement windows, they will always open and easy to clean with a custom fit that means no more drafts. Call 1-800-633-2222 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and you'll save 10%, up to $750. Not available in all areas. The offer ends September 30th. Sold, furnished, and installed by American Remodeling Incorporated, an independently owned and operated contractor. Not valid on prior sales or with any other offer. Need new windows? Call Century 21 Home Improvements now at 1-800-633-2222. That number again is 1-800-633-2222. U.S. offer only.
And now back to the Hall of Fantasy.
The dead man we had brought back to the cabin with us had held a small statuette in his hand. It had fallen to the floor, and inside it we found a strange map with a trail outlined on it. We decided to follow that trail to reach his people and let them know what had happened to them. Suddenly the door had thrown open and Susan screamed.
An old woman! And he's pointing at us!
I don't see anything, Sue.
Nor do I.
I was sure I'd seen something.
Close the door, Jack.
Right.
Now, there's nothing out there, Sue. Nothing at all.
Maybe not, but what about that strange wailing cry we heard?
I'll admit I heard something, but what it was, I don't know.
Probably an animal frightened of the storm.
I'm not so sure.
Don't worry about it, Sue. Well, we might as well turn in now. We're going to hit the trail early tomorrow.
We turned in for the night. Several times as I lay there in my cot, I thought I heard a strange wailing cry. But I put that down to my imagination. And for some reason, I was afraid. I fell off to sleep about 1 o'clock. Sometime during the night, the sky has cleared and the storm was over. We got up at 6, and by 7 o'clock, we'd scudded out on the trail. For a while, it was easy going, but about 9 in the morning, we hit a stretch that was very difficult for us to follow. Be very careful. One misstep, and that'll be the last one you take.
We're up pretty high.
I've never been up here before. Have you, Matt?
No. I don't think anyone has.
Why did you both bring guns?
Can't tell what we might meet up here. The map's been pretty accurate, Jack. Every lake, every stream, even where the trail gets rough.
That's right. The Twin Peaks are right in front of us.
Yes, but I can't see any way to get through.
According to the map, there's a narrow passage between the peaks.
Oh, I hope it's right.
It's been right so far. Watch your step.
Don't worry. I will.
In a short while, we came to a clearly defined trail. The terrain over which we had just passed seemed almost a barrier so that no one could get in or out except with great danger. We came at last to a solid wall of rock, 1,000 feet above us, towered the Twin Peaks.
Any way of going any farther?
Nothing but solid rock up ahead. Wait a minute.
What do you see?
Come on. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I see an opening.
Matt, you were right. There is an opening, just large enough for a man to walk through.
According to the map, the trail ends behind those peaks.
I wonder what we'll find there.
Well, no, but we won't find anything unless we start through. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Because the wind's rushing through here.
You two had better concentrate on getting through. It gets narrower up ahead.
The passage between the rocks twisted and turned. Some places so narrow that we had to squeeze ourselves through. Several times we thought we'd have to turn back. The obstacle was overcome and we pushed ahead. But the wind always howling about us.
Look! It's widening.
Just another few feet to go.
There's the end of it. Come on.
I hope we find his relative. It's going to be a hard sit back.
Look.
Oh, a hidden valley. Surrounded on all sides by the mountains.
The trail we've followed must be the only way in.
Well, I see some houses down there.
Matt, look at them again.
Why?
You don't build houses like that nowadays. I almost think I was in old England.
Look.
Where?
Oh, there. That man is coming, and he's dressed just like the other one was.
He seems friendly.
From where did he come? From outside?
From the other side of the beach.
Of a truth, he come from the outside, then. How did he find this place?
We had a map. One of your people, we found him last night during the storm. He was dead.
He did not have to come to tell us. Crom Croc did.
Crom Croc?
Aye. Come, I shall take you to him.
The man led us down the slope onto the valley floor. We followed him, and he seemed friendly enough, talking always in that queer, antiquated way of his. I noticed as we walked that others followed us. They said nothing, trailing us silently, and I got the crazy idea that we were prisoners. He led us away from the houses into an area thick with oak trees, finally taking us into a clearing surrounded completely by those giant oaks.
Look there.
Yes, I see them.
13 giant statues, just like the small one the dead man had in his hand. 12 stone, and one in the center is gold.
Why don't these people say something? They just stand there watching.
That statue in the center, the gold one. It don't want them to be alive. It seems like it's watching us.
That's what I think, too.
Listen.
It's a drum of some kind.
Who are these people? The clothes they wear. I've seen costume movies and plays where they wore clothes like that, but no one wears clothes like that now.
Druid.
What was that?
Of course. Druids. Don't you remember your history, Matt? You should have known.
Known what?
Listen. You saw the oak tree surrounding this place, and you can see the 12 statues and the gold one in the center. That's the Council of 12, and the gold statue is Crom Croc. We've stumbled on something out of the pages of history.
True. I've heard that before.
Of course you have. Caesar's legions found them when they first invaded England. The worship of Crom Croc was forbidden, just as the worship of Sibyl, the Magna Mater, was forbidden. The Druidic priest kept the belief alive. And then in 1641, all traces of the Druids disappeared from England.
Well, what happened to them?
Well, according to the evidence, an unknown ship left England in May of that year. It was ostensibly bound for the same area where the Mayflower colonists landed. But it never reached here. Or so they thought. But they must have reached here, found this hidden valley, and kept their people and beliefs alive. These must be their descendants. the date?
The date? 9th of May.
It's the day they sacrificed offerings to Crom Crom.
What?
That's right. Some parts of Ireland, the Scottish Highlands, and in Brittany, the day is still celebrated. Not with human sacrifices, it used to be, but with token sacrifice.
Human sacrifice?
That's right.
Wait a minute. Look.
There's a man in a white robe.
He's raising his arm.
Crom has returned to us, not one, but three. This night, Presbyter Saint Fire has been slain. Then we shall offer not one, but three to the idol of Crom, 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 Crom.
What does he mean?
Offer three.
Tonight they intend to sacrifice us. To offer us a sacrifice to Crom Crom.
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to The Hall of Fantasy. We'll continue in just a moment.
If Bossy's got you blue, you need Tidy Bleach.
Barbecue is what I like. Barbecues are out of sight. One rib, two rib, three rib, five. Baked green fruit punch, blueberry pie. One thing, two things, we know less. My favorite shirt, a big old mess.
Tidy Bleach Ultra 2 has a unique activated bleaching system that removes many tough stains better than other leading regular detergents. Plus, Tidy Bleach Ultra 2 helps keep colors bright.
Don't let the water stay blue, make you run and hide. It's got to be clean. It's got to be tidy.
Use Tidy Bleach and wash away the wash day blue.
Now, back to the Hall of Fantasy.
We'd followed the trail on the map and had come through a narrow pass between the mountains to discover a valley hidden from the world for over 350 years. A valley where modern civilization had not made any inroads. A people who held to the customs and strange beliefs of their forebears. Now we stood before the shrine of the Druids, before the stone council of 12, and the grinning golden idol of Crom Croc.
Offer three.
Tonight they intend to sacrifice us. To offer us a sacrifice to the idol of Crom Croc.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
What are we going to do?
We have our gun.
We wouldn't stand a chance with them right now. Too many people here. We'll have to wait till later when so many of them are around. Then we can make our move.
But what are they going to do with us now?
Well, let's wait and see.
They're through chatting.
Yes, and their leader is coming toward us.
Yes, baby.
We found one of your people outside beyond the mountains. We wanted to tell you that he was dead.
The hag of Beltane followed him. The spectral woman clothed in the garb of black. She rode upon his shoulders and struck him down.
The old woman I saw last night, remember?
Your eyes perceived the hag of Beltane.
I saw someone last night, an old woman.
And did she hear a wailing sound?
Yes, we did.
Then she has served Crom Croc well, for she destroyed a traitor who was a fear to feed the hunger of Crom Croc, and she sent back three to take his place. Aye, Crom Croc will be joyful tonight.
What do you mean by that?
Surely you must know that he has been chosen to be sacrificed to Crom Croc, and before the Council of 12. He should be happy, strangers. Tonight, when the moon is full and high in the sky of Dolphin, then shall ye meet Crom Croc and satisfy his hunger with your blood.
The leader raised his arm, and in an instant we were surrounded by these strange people. They led us to a structure directly behind the golden idol of Crom Croc. It was surrounded by a half circle of trees, giant oaks. A half circle such as the 12 stone idols made, fanning out on either side of Crom Croc. They secured the doors and put a guard outside, lest we should try to escape.
What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do right now. We'll have to wait.
We still have our guns and ammunition.
How much ammunition did you bring?
A couple of boxes. You?
About the same.
Jack, how much do you know about the Druids?
Just a little.
What about the ceremonial sacrifice?
What are they?
They built a fire tonight, a colossal fire. They call it the Beltane Fire.
Then what happens?
They'll expect us to run through it. The sacrificial altar is on the other side, just before the golden idol of Crom Krok. They think the fire purifies us, makes us fit to be sacrificed to Crom Krok.
How horrible.
Our only chance is in trying to escape.
Yes, but how?
Fire. The Beltane Fire.
What?
I think I have an idea that they let us escape. At any rate, it's worth trying. If it works, we'll live. If it doesn't, it won't make any difference to us after we're dead. I outlined my plan to Matt and Susan. They wouldn't make any move to escape until we stood before the Beltane Fire. Then we'd make the move and hope that we succeeded. They kept us there without any food or water. As the sun settled down behind the western peaks and the darkening blue filtered through the sky, there was a great deal of activity outside. As the evening arrived, the drums began. They'll be coming for us soon now. Here, hold these in your hand.
Oh, I hope this works.
I smell smoke.
It kindled the fire, then.
Hey! Oh,
don't fight them! We're ready.
This hunting lodge, but I'm going to sell it. I don't want to be anywhere near what I saw today.
Strange, isn't it? It's only 2,000 years old, and older, undoubtedly. The belief of the druids and the magical properties of the oak tree, and the strange ceremony of the Beltane Fire, still believes in many parts of the world. The ceremony's been changed, of course, but they still make offerings to Crom Krok.
All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional, and any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.